In the summer of 1941, a few months before Pearl Harbor was attacked, Life magazine ran a black and white photograph of an up-and-coming movie actress named Rita Hayworth. She's kneeling on a bed made up with satin sheets. Her nightgown is silky, white, with black lace trimming the low-cut top. Her hair spills onto her shoulder. She smiles a bit for photographer Bob Landry. For Present at the Creation, a series on the origins of American cultural icons, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports on this photograph, which became one of the most popular pinups of World War II.
Rita Hayworth was one of the biggest stars of Hollywood's golden age. Her best-known film, Gilda, told the story of a steamy temptress.
I hate you too, Johnny. I hate you so much that I think I'm going to die from it.
Put the blame on Maine, boy. Put the blame on Maine.
Someone else did the singing, but the dancing and wriggling were all Rita Hayworth. The road to Gilda was paved with dozens of films, including the first of two she made with Fred Astaire, who said Rita was the best dancing partner he ever had.
It's a battle of the sexes with Astaire and Hayworth in You'll Never Get Rich.
It was during the filming of You'll Never Get Rich that the 1941 silk and lace Life magazine photo was taken. John Morris worked in Life's Beverly Hills office.
I came there only a couple of months after that photograph was made.
Life magazine was crucial to the movie makers. Pictures in the magazine brought people to the movie houses. John Morris, who later became the weekly photo magazine's picture editor, says each of the big studios had an individual press agent specifically assigned to the magazine. The press agent at Columbia Pictures, where Rita Hayworth was under contract, lobbied Life to run pictures of the glamorous 23-year-old dancer actress. Photographer Bob Landry showed up with his camera. Where and part of the what is a bit murky. The Hollywood Dream Factory was not exactly a fact factory, and none of the principals is alive. One story has it that the photo was taken in Hayworth's own bedroom, another that she knelt on a bed on the movie set. The sexy lace nightie was made by the press agent's mother or came from the Columbia prop department. Someone may or may not have said, "Rita, take a deep breath," making the image even more provocative. The details are fuzzy. But the image made that day became a cultural icon. In this age of nudity on so many magazine pages, it's hard to believe that Rita in her nightie was seen as naughty. But Life photo editor John Morris says she was, at least for the cover.
I think the editors of Life would have considered it too risque for the cover. It was okay inside.
Was it the talk of the office? I mean, did people know at that point what a phenomenon this photograph is going to be?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, it had run in the magazine, and we were working on the next issue.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air. President Roosevelt has just announced.
4 months after Rita Hayworth's photo was published, America went to war, and soldiers took the silk and lace picture along to remind them of home.
Oh, sure. I remember Rita Hayworth. She was a redhead and a beautiful-looking woman.
Just a beautiful girl. We didn't see any for months sometimes. And this is just bringing beautiful girls into our life.
Veterans of World War II still get gleamy when they remember Rita.
The guys that get a picture of a movie star and pin it up on their... some of them would either pat their cheeks for good luck. And I don't mean those two cheeks either.
By the end of the war, more than 5 million copies of the photo were sold. Only Betty Grable, smiling cutely over her shoulder in a white bathing suit and heels, with legs that went on forever, only Grable sold more pinups.
We're not sure where the phrase pinup came from.
Amy Henderson, a cultural historian at the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery. The term was part of popular speech toward the end of World War II. Pin-up popped up in print for the first time in April 1943 in the Armed Forces newspaper Yank. Amy Henderson sees a real difference in the Hayworth and Grable pin-ups.
Grable, there's a perkiness and a spirit there that's wonderful. You can just see it goes with the upswept blonde hair and the kind of little twist in the hip.
There's something girl next door and
there
fresh
really is.
And kind of
there is.
Clean and open about Betty Grable. She's standing in the sunshine.
I think you see a much more alluring glamour with a Rita Hayworth. It's quieter somehow, but it's deeper.
On satin sheets.
On satin sheets,
and
wearing a silk negligee.
A little dangerous there.
There is a little dangerous in that look. You know that she was capable of that look. And if you were over there fighting, you probably wanted to see that look when you came home.
The look in the photo caught actor-director Orson Welles' eye. He saw the pinup in Brazil, where he was shooting a film, and decided he would go back to Hollywood and marry that glamour girl with the cascading hair, the wide, sensual mouth, the long, slim fingers with killer red nails. They did marry. Of her five husbands, Hayworth said only Welles brought her happiness, which he said saddened him since he was perpetually unfaithful. Although she came to be known as the love goddess, Rita Hayworth was shy, introverted even, and very sweet. Nicholas Christopher, who's written about Hayworth in several books, including his new novel Franklin Flyer, sees Rita's sweetness in the silk and lace picture.
I don't see her down a dark alley beckoning you or in a doorway with moonlight on half her face. I see Ava Gardner like that. But, I see her as much more flirtatious and open, in a way, than the typical siren. Her mysteries are there, but she seems to be saying, you know, they're not the kind of mysteries that are going to hurt you that much.
What is Rita Hayworth's power over your imagination, Nicholas Christopher?
I think her fascination with me is...
No, excuse me. It's yours with her.
What an interesting slip, if only it were true.
If only.
I think I've always been fascinated by her exoticism and the fact that she seemed very timeless, which is also said routinely about various people, certainly Hollywood actors. I just don't think everyone is timeless. I love Carole Lombard, for example, but she's so set in the 30s and 40s. I can't see her walking down 42nd Street in 1995 or 2002. I could see Rita Hayworth as they leave this building today. I can imagine her getting on or off the elevator, hopefully on with me.
Put the blame on me, boy. Put the blame on me.
The August 11th, 1941 Life magazine photograph of Rita Hayworth was pasted by American soldiers onto a nuclear test bomb exploded on Bikini Atoll. The bomb was nicknamed Gilda. When Hayworth heard that, she wept in fury. Photographer Bob Landry went on to cover the D-Day invasion for Life. The pictures he took then were lost. Rita Hayworth made her last movie, The Wrath of God, in 1972. A consummate professional, she had trouble remembering her lines. Miss Hayworth died of Alzheimer's disease 15 years ago tomorrow, May 14, 1987. She was 68. She told one interviewer, "Whatever you write about me, don't make it sad." I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.